It's very difficult, and in fact, our founder, Frederick Ozanam, in his writings has said that we must be prepared for the people whom we visit to hate us, to hate the idea that they have come to the stage where they have to ask us for help, and indeed, sometimes in order that we can help them properly, that we have to ask rather personal questions.
Right, yeah, and that must be awfully difficult. What do you say, you know, to people then who maybe don't have to go to Vincent de Paul, but would feel that a lot of the people who come to you don't really need it and that they get very easy money from you?
Yes, but our National Vice President for Social Policy has written a very good article, the first sentence of which is, poverty has been airbrushed out.
Mm.
And you see, the people who will come to that conclusion, first of all, don't see poverty, because it, apart from the unfortunate people on the street, dirty houses, for example, and very bad clothing are now no longer happily visible.
Mm.
But the poverty that is there is perhaps, again, in just barely not enough money to go around.
Mm.
I mean, we just had a case the other day where a lady was saying that apart from all the back to school allowances that she got from the government and used well and extra help from us, that there was a letter from the school demanding €100 voluntary contribution.
Mm.
And not, this is just
not possible.
€100 would be more or less half of her social welfare payment, excluding the child allowance.
Yeah.
But then the child allowance usually goes on shoes and clothes. I mean, you know, everybody knows that boys wear out their clothes extremely fast.
Yeah.
Feet grow and shoes, proper shoes have to be bought, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the money that you get from the public goes straight directly to the people in need, doesn't it?
The money that we get from the public goes directly. I mean, it would be ridiculous to say that every 100 cent of every euro goes, because we do have some administration, but I think it has been calculated at roughly at 92 cent.
Yeah.
Because we're a volunteer-led organisation, we normally accept, in very exceptional circumstances, cover our own personal expenses in the, that are incurred in the course of our work.
Mm. And I suppose it isn't just the money that you give to people, it's also the fact that your volunteers call to the homes.
Yes, well, you know, we have over, like if you take the 32 counties, it has been calculated in round figures, I suppose, that we make about 300,000 visits to homes every year. And as I have mentioned before, remember the first tenet of our mission statement is support and friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't expect people to tell us their inner secrets. We wouldn't do it unless we can befriend them and build up trust. And in my experience, with weekly visits, that could take up to and sometimes over about 6 weeks.
Mm. Now, you've just launched your big report, and the figures are very stark, aren't they?
They are. The figures are stark enough. I mean, in 2006, we spent €45 million in direct provision. Now, you know, I mean, to the people who think that there is no poverty, where do they actually think? If they read into the report, they will see where the money goes. The people who say we're giving it to the wrong people, which people do say, we're not perfect, but in the course of home visitation in particular, and remember that all our volunteers are trained, that if there is somebody who is looking for help who maybe in the eyes of the public doesn't need it, either there is a very hidden need, or maybe they're trying it on, but we won't be very long recognising that. But it doesn't happen very often, because it's not the easiest thing in the world to contact the Vincent de Paul and have them visit your home.
That's true. That's true. So, Marie, to sum it up, at this time of the year, what would you say to the people, both the volunteers who are going out and the people who will contribute to Vincent de Paul?
Well, to the people who would contribute to the Vincent de Paul, I would say, first of all, read our annual report. Question it if you must. We're always available for to answer questions. And then, you know, try to realize that we really are genuine. We are all volunteers. We in all walks of life, all ages, right up to middle 80s. And we go out every week to visit these people, to befriend them, to support them in the best way we can, and try and make their lives tolerable, above all, to help them to live with dignity. To the people, to, you know, to our volunteers, I would just say congratulations on your courage and your work. I mean, the courage displayed by some of our volunteers is just amazing. We don't look for any thanks or publicity for it. But, I mean, projects that have been taken up all over the country, as one man said to me, like if he thought it over again, he never would have started.
Mm-hmm.
Who got an old building, built it up, and it's now a magnificent resource centre. Now, let it be said, there were government grants for some of that, but you need the courage to start it, and you need the courage to enthuse other people to help you.